Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, this is Brooke Richin. Got a question about some things that were back ordered. I've been back ordered for a while.
You have your order number?
Yeah, 3058100001.
And that's 3056810001.
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold and locate your account for you.
Thank you.
System is still loading that order for me, sir. Thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. Can you verify your name and address?
Yes. Brooke Richin, 1366 North, 1400 West, Provo, Utah.
Thank you for verifying information for me. Shows that this is for the solar system collection. And
yes.
The system did give me a message that the reship request that you put in, that item is out of stock. So that's why you hadn't received it.
Yeah, there's two of them. One is issue 85 that came in June 23rd of 2021, so it's been almost a year, and it's missing a part. So you're saying that's still out of stock a year later?
Yes, sir.
Do you anticipate that it will ever be in stock, or am I?
Yes, sir.
Stuck?
We do. No, sir. We anticipate that they'll be in stock. Unfortunately, there is a global slowdown. All manufactured goods in the U.S. is not just affecting Eagle Moss. It's affecting companies all across the board. We are getting our products in, and as soon as we get them in, we're shipping them out. But as of right now, we don't have an ETA on any out-of-stock item.
Okay. Do you also, well, you have noted that it's 85, issue 85?
Yes, sir. That's what the system stated.
And do you also have noted issue 104 is missing three parts?
No, sir, because for a missing part, they require that you send pictures of the invoice and the parts that you did receive to customer service at eaglemoss.com. That's a separate department. They require that you send them pictures when something's missing or broken before they send a reship for that.
Okay, this is the fifth time I've called about these things, and that's the first time I've been told I need to send parts or pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, but yes, sir. There's a whole different department that handles the reships on that.
Okay,
and if
well,
something is broken or missing, they ask that you send them a picture of what you did receive with the invoice so they can see on the invoice what was supposed to be there and what's not. And they ask you to send that to customer service at eaglemoss.com.
Okay. I wish I'd been told that the last four times I'd called. What number am I supposed to call then instead of the number I called?
It's not a number, sir. They need you to email them those pictures at customer service at eaglemoss.com.
Customer service at eaglemoss.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, very good. I'll put those pictures together. Could have done that a year ago. And then on the other one, could you at least note on my record, similar to issue 85, that issue 104, which I received in March, was sent a power adapter, but the issue said it was supposed to have three more parts that didn't come. Could you at least note that on there, similar to the other ones?
I've already notated your account for you, sir. Every time you call us, we're required to notate your account. That information is on your account.
On issue 104?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. So you say customer service at eaglemoss.com?
Yes, sir.
Customer service. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. And if you can, we ask you please hold for a brief one-question survey at the end of your call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line.